I just tell him, man, it's hard for me to complain to everybody about how incompetent you are if I'm just agreeing with you left and right.
Alrighty, we'll call the session back to order and go to our 4 o'clock, the BOE number 70067, School of the Ozarks.
I guess really what my request is to make tax exempt for real estate taxes 320 acres that we acquired right at the end of last year. The seller paid the taxes on it last year. We acquired it about
3 years. I think I heard about this. This is over by Gary Wakefield stuff, I think, isn't it?
No.
Downbeat out. Where is
it? It's not close to Gary, but he's out in that area.
It joins their farm property.
It's down BB somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's right at the end of BB.
I was curious, how much did you pay for that 220 acres?
That is something we normally don't disclose between the donor and... We have some of those hybrid situations.
So this is partial, maybe. This is a partial donation, so it wouldn't be indicative. What you paid wouldn't be indicative.
No, and our agreement with the party was not to disclose what we paid for it.
Okay, I've got a question here first. This is, I'm showing three different ones, all in the same number, three different assessment deals. I don't know why on our deal.
I know the other two, three of them,
but they're all 220 acres. They're all the same one here. But we show that there was no value. The 2007 and 8 value was zero, and in 2009 went to 9210. James, you want to answer that?
No.
Thank you.
Well, this was a combination of actually three parcels, and this parcel that was created as 10 might not have existed because they actually got it more than what the blue is showing up there, isn't it, Dr. Keeter? Didn't you cross the road and get some?
No, we didn't cross the road. That's exactly what we got right there.
Well, are you showing three parcels?
You said, huh?
How are you showing three?
No, he says he sees three assessor sheets.
He's got two copies on here,
and they're all the same.
He's got two copies of the same card, is what I'm showing.
That's all it is.
Okay.
It's just one parcel.
But
they printed the same card.
He mentioned 300 and something acres that you just purchased.
No, 220.
Okay, I thought you said 310.
I said that a while ago, and Yeah, he said three. You said
Oh,
three.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Oh, okay, it's 220 acres.
220 acres, yeah.
But why, who did you get the property from?
Bought it from Linda Thompson.
It was, we didn't show a value on it in 07 or 08 either one.
Why it's was created it on a new number.
Huh?
It's a creation of a new number.
When they combine the numbers, when they combine the parcels, they create a new parcel number. So
I see. So that's why it's not showing. Okay.
Right.
And there is a residence on the property.
No.
That's no good.
Our improvement.
Well, it may still be on there, but I doubt it.
We've been
tearing that all down.
All right. But it's very little evaluation on the property anyway. It's only 9210. But, James, do you have any?
No, I just didn't want to exempt this as being adjoining property because the other property was exempt. I didn't feel like that was an automatic to exempt that property. I wanted to bring it before this board.
Okay.
As the assessors.
What are you using this property for?
It'll be strictly agriculture. What we're trying to do, Kelly, is centralize our farming operation. I think you're probably aware we sold, that's probably the back there in my mind, the one I was thinking about. We sold that 360 acres, the old food replace. And we're trying to bring all of our farming operations to one central location.
Is that the one down on Grand Clark Road?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one on Grand
Clark
Road. We sold it. We're no longer using it. We're trying, and we may have another parcel or two that we're selling. We're trying to bring that all together in one location for our farming.
For your agricultural?
Yes. It's educational purposes. In fact, we have two professors that live out there.
I guess what I was getting to is the statute doesn't necessarily say owned by a charitable organization, but it has to be a charitable use, which your education use would be for charitable use.
Yes, we qualify. So I think that's 501c3 since about 1906, I guess.
Okay.
I don't see any problem with that.
So the use is a charitable use.
Educational
purposes. I was going to say, if you were operating it as a working farm and that's the purpose for owning it, I don't know that there'd be an exemption, but I think it's educational use. So that's
all the rest of CO property, CO property is.
And that's the way it's been for years.
Not all of it.
But I mean, the main part are.
You got some houses somewhere, ain't you?
Yes, we have the main campus. I couldn't tell you, but there's. We pay taxes on several parcels. We don't pay on any of that across highway that we own across highway, U.S. Highway 65 or any of that. We pay taxes on that. The part that we pretty well, I think, been able to define what's used for educational purposes and what's not. And each time we acquire something, I thought for a minute we had acquired a couple of lots in there, too, that I think I mentioned in that letter to you. It's down Acacia Club Road, but that's part of that addition down there, and that all joins the campus. We basically have the Stewart Place, which is across the river, that we have farming operation for the beef operation, then we have the hog operation out there, and some beef on BB, and then the dairy operations on campus, and all of those. But we have a full academic agricultural program in.
I'd like to make a motion that we take this to zero this parcel.
I'd like to counter your motion. I'd say we need to, rather than taking it to zero, don't we just flat exempt it?
Yes.
Okay. Either way, yes.
Okay.
Second.
Aye.
Thank you.
Didn't take long. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that takes us back to, we have several things we need to try to go back and see if we can revisit and vote on. Cindy has some things to bring up, and I think James has a couple of things to bring up. But let's go back to, Michelle Rice. We were going to get some information from Cindy on that.
Okay, Michelle Rice. Chuck had asked right before we went to lunch if that was one of them that was affected in 2009 by the 50% reduction in the increase. And yes, it was one that was reduced by 50%, the increase, 50% of the increase, and we set it at $29,980 assessed value. So.
Is this an Oakmont deal?
That's Oakmont.
Okay.
0072.
$29,080?
Yeah, we set it at $29,980.
For the assessed value?
Yes.
Wow. I dropped that to $157,789.
From 187 down to 157.
What would that bring the assess to?
The 20.
29
and 980. Oh, yeah. Guess so.
Don't you have to keep it the same as it was?
Yeah, if it's in BOE action, I don't think you guys. That's my opinion.
So it should go back to the
29,980.
Okay.
Wow. Why was this brought up to start with? Did she get something on the old?
No, she thought it was worth. This is part of that Oakmont stuff that's gone in the toilet. She wants it to.
She wants it lower than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
She thought it was worth $124,000, even though she had paid $700.
We don't need to take any motion or anything on that, do we? Or has he got it? You got it above that, and we have to move
you
it down.
You got to clear your record.
We have to have a motion.
Okay, motion to move to do so. Move it to that. Assessed value, $29,980.
To the 2009 value.
Yeah.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Sure.
Okay, the shrine we voted on, Brad's,
what was that? Brad's. I wrote no on my notes, 2009 values or something like that.
Brad's was, he paid $164,009, and it's the Emery Creek. Oh.
This is another Emery Creek.
Yeah.
Deal.
Another one.
I'll make a motion to deny. That's what I've got wrote on my notes here.
Second.
Aye.
Oh, okay.
Scott Jakes.
I'll abstain because I didn't
get a vote.
No, I'll abstain because I
oh, I'm sorry.
Some questions here I was looking at, but that passed anyway, so that's okay.
Okay, so
three.
Is that abstain?
Yeah, because I don't know which way. I'll abstain. I didn't get to my notes here.
Could I make a suggestion real quick, Dave? Go through with your votes, but if Cindy finds that there's been a BOE action, should it not prevail over your vote?
Yes.
Okay.
I would think.
Would you want to make that motion for her?
Just a general motion?
Yeah, because that's Chuck's concern now, I think, is if there wasn't a BOE action on it.
If there's a previous BOE action in 2009, I make a motion that Cindy be able to bring that to the BOE.
Second that motion.
Bring it to the BOE?
Bring it to the BOE value?
Yeah. To the BOE value.
If I understand right, if BOE did something in 2000,
right,
they're precluded from doing anything in 2000.
Right.
Even though if we vote on it and they go back and find it. So basically, you're going to have to look at every right. decision we make and see if it was anything affected by the 09.
Now, I can tell you that nothing that's come before you is where the taxpayer brought the appeal in 2009. But there could be some that have fallen through the crack that were affected by the 50% reduction that that have come before you today. So those are the ones that all automatically put to the 2009
And you'll be able to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a motion and a second then.
Aye.
Aye. All righty. Okay. We were on Scott Jakes. That was Heather Brook, just like the other one we voted on.
Now, why is this one at 94,000? The other one was like 130
square foot.
It's literally a bigger unit.
Mm. Okay.
I've got no denial on my notes here, so I don't know anything. I don't have anything else wrote on the notes.
As I recall, they didn't provide any real documentation as to what.
He didn't buy it until 09.
So. Yeah, until late 09. I think it's the same thing.
July, yeah. So.
But I'll make a motion to deny.
Second.
Aye.
Okay, Eddie Cook and Jennifer, he was going to be leaving the country for a month.
One of these
they have a lot at 84,000. That's 7006.
I think that was an Oakmont lot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'd like to make a quick discussion on Oakmont because we've got two or three of those, it seems like. And I don't have all my notes here or thoughts gathered up. But it seems like there's good evidence that those things were going down, one of them in particular, before
I think
January 2009.
I think there were indications that there were things wrong there, but there wasn't any market activity.
Well, this particular one, he bought it midway through 2008, and we have it assessed for $16,000 less than he paid for it.
Where I was headed is were to equalize, anyway, we know what our job is, that those are going to come down, and that should we look at that whole subdivision? Is there not enough evidence to warrant taking it all down?
Right now or in 2011?
Now.
Things out, well, Jerry Justy did an appraisal on that for Guaranty Bank, and I talked to him at length about it, and it seems like everything just went in the toilet on that thing last summer or last fall.
I thought we had some conversation today.
Yeah,
that it happened.
Things, things were
right
not,
at 09, even maybe not, slightly before.
Things were not happening as the developer was promising right about January 1 of 2009, but the market really didn't react to it. I mean, we don't have any actual sales until mid-09.
Well, I'm just speaking off recollection, and I'm like Mrs. Sumner. They came in front of, what's left of me, they came in front of the BOE and filed a new plat and said they was going to straighten that stuff up, and this hadn't been over 6 or 7 months ago.
Yeah,
it was this year that they came in front of,
I was just saying, it's been within the last year that the whole thing fell flat.
Right.
And January 1 of 09, there was
and
still...
And this was some lots back, and somebody said, well, I thought this was... And he said, we're going to go in, we're going to try to fix that road, and we're going to try to get this all done. The point I'm trying to make, Chuck, is this wasn't just a flat overturn of the property. There was a tremendous search on for a new developer that could pick this up and go with it. And I guess then when the economy turned, there was no finding that developer.
I think the golf course was still open in 09.
Okay, here's my argument. I guess this is the property, and the lot's valued at $84,600.
And he paid $100,000.
And he paid $100,000 for it. And it doesn't even have a road, if I understood him right and remember right.
Right.
And
we still paid $100,000 for it.
If the assessor would have had time and just really looked at the whole thing on January 1, 2009, he would have probably said, this thing's in the tank, and these lots aren't worth $84,600. Even though the poor fella and a lot of them paid for the great vacant ground and for the houses, they paid twice as much as the houses were worth.
Well, the only thing that kept me from doing that and knowing that everything, I was busy on other things, I will admit that. But we still had 100,000, 129, 119, 130, all over Emerald Point that had no roads, no nothing, was just platted subdivisions.
And my thought is we saw two or three of these today.
Yeah.
It's clear you're going to have to change your...
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to change
for 11, and the value's going to come down in 11, and
anyway.
Well, it just doesn't seem right for those people to be paying when the whole lot of them, it's not just one, but the whole lot of them are just burned.
I agree to some degree, but I'm just now looking right here. Here are properties all up and down, adjoining properties to that.
Now, there's sales all over that
Well, here's in 09 and 010 for 130,
148, 124, 5, 120.
But those are
with houses.
That's with houses.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's not just the vacant ground. We had, I think, two different houses that they paid twice for what they're...
Yeah, and the bad thing about it, though, Chuck, is where do I stop that at? Because that's less than what the material cost to build the house. They're selling for less than what the material cost. So all of a sudden, the cost approach that the assessor bases this stuff on has really been...
It's not something that I'm ready to battle out or something. It's just that it seems like that whole development there, I mean, it's worse than Emery Creek by a long ways even.
Yeah. That means you need to learn how to calculate economic obsolescence in your cost of work.
We will, and no, we will. We haven't needed it so far, but we will need it in 11.
That'll be enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. I mean, people buy on promises.
But
you want to remember one thing, Kelly and Dave and Chuck and Danny. These same people is the one who drove it up in the entire county.
The assessments up
in this entire county was based on these buys and these sales.
These people bought these lots thinking they were going to get rich, doubling their money on something.
Well, they're in every state.
He bought that in 08, I mean 09.
Yeah. Or no. No, he bought that one in 08.
08 for $100,000.
Right. Yeah.
You could buy a real nice lot in Emerald Point for that.
For about that.
In the same time period almost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's no doubt these people got screwed.
they...
Thanks for listening to me.
That's the market.
Let's move on.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I do. It's going to be...
They paid too much for the lot, they got screwed, and now they're being hammered with taxes. But they're being taxed on what the market said their lot was worth. I mean, does the county have to discount their taxes every time somebody makes a bad investment on something?
But isn't the job to put something at its true market value?
Yeah, but as of January, just because
you got some good salesman that sells the vehicle for a third more than it's worth, it's not really worth that. Anyway.
Well, it's people are standing in line to buy the things. They were worth that. They sold a whole slew of them.
Oh, Remus is going to be the same way. Emery Creek's going to be the same way. I've got many developments I'm going to go through because of what a good salesperson.
Well, the Remus is selling for about a third of what they sold for.
Sure, you know. Sure. If you adjust that one, you've got to adjust the Remus, you've got to adjust Emery Creek.
Thanks for listening to me. Let's move on.
Okay, on that one, Eddie Cook, what?
Whatever you want to do. I'll make a motion to deny.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
4-0. All righty.
If you'd excuse me, I want to run to the post office and be back, depending on how long you work. I need to get something in the mail by 4:30.
All
righty. I'll be right back.
On the other one for Eddie Cook, that was in Thousand Hills. Yeah.
And that's the one that has the classification, so we'll hold it right until we hear from Russell.
On the rest of them, yeah, we're going to hold that. We voted on Bob's Rentals. We voted on Branson Aircraft. We voted on John Piscor. We voted on Snyder. James Howell, table for remeasurement. We had to hold that one because James is going to go out
back
and redo that one.
Yeah.
Surrey, we're holding on something.
Oh, yeah. 09.
Where at?
It's
07-0009. That was...
We got a table for some reason.
No, there was a motion. Kelly Trumbull made a motion to reduce it to $350,000, but then withdrew his motion.
Well, that's the one we tabled.
Hold for more information.
Yeah.
From somebody.
That was from me.
Okay, but on, let's see, Surrey, we're holding those.
Yeah. I'd like to volunteer a little information on that real quick. I run some numbers. Do you know you can take a $3.9 million building, give somebody 100 units motel right square in the middle of that $3.9 million, and he's got $111,000 invested in a...
What are we talking about?
These timeshare things that they're creating the motels right inside them. They've got if it's worth $3.9 million at 2%, these guys are buying these motels in there, 100-unit motels, for $11,130. And that's happening all over. I'm just going to show you the impact and show you that we may have to decide what is a 100-unit motel worth to decide what commercial value plugs in to those timeshares.
There's some deeper thinking that needs to be done on that whole subject. I was thinking about writing that out and letting you guys read it, but I didn't know if anyone would care.
Do you see what I'm telling you about? That $3.9 million building that's got all these timeshares in it.
Yeah.
They buy 100. Say me and my partner wants to buy 100 and start a nightly rental out of there.
Yeah.
We buy that for 11,000 at that 2%, 98% split. We're buying the commercial part of that for about 100, less than 100.
You're wanting to buy the rights to rent all those out for that
much. And that's what
there's some thinking toward that, but that's units that are only getting a peak occupancy of 11%.
I understand.
Yeah, it's. This other one that, because we can't make a decision on that until we make a decision on some of the others.
On the others, yeah.
What, on this Scott Sinsky, that was 350 that you started to make your motion for.
I think the reason was that the prior sale in 2008 of the subject was $350,000.
Yeah.
And the question was, is there other data that indicates that the 380 is actually more the value? Was the 350, I mean, was that a bank sale of some sort, or was there something that affected the sales price on that, or is that the real indicated value of it? Or is the value really the 380?
Well, I was wondering about, the reason I asked the table is because I was wondering if it was the same size unit as some of the others and what their exact price was. Dave and I looked, we had a 410 in that deal.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know whether that 410 was the same size as her.
The others, or if it included furnishings or.
Right. Something. See, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any problem with the 350. I just thought we ought to have some idea on the size of the unit. Whatever you guys think on that, if you want to look that up or if you want to.
My only comment on it is the size of the unit is following the sales, so. Is it actually the size of the unit, or is it the view out of that boardwalk?
Out the back end there.
Or out the front end.
Or it could be that one sold by a bank or sold without furniture.
Right,
or
right. So the sale is the sale. Or,
and the value didn't change from 07 and 08 till now.
Right.
You know, so.
So you're inclined to deny?
Well, I mean, I don't have a pro- I mean.
I'll make a motion to deny.
Here we are changing it in the middle of the odd year, in a way.
She seemed, when she left, she said, so I can expect 2011 to be a cheaper
year. A better year,
Yeah,
I think it's going to drop by about half.
I made the motion to deny.
All righty.
Oh, wait, you're making a motion to deny?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let Dave.
Second.
Aye.
I'm going to vote no just because I'm going to defend my 350. But you two carry it.
Well, I don't have a problem with it other than the fact that we're changing values in an even-numbered year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
I mean, we'll still leave it two to one, but, I mean, that's the only thing that I'm saying. We have to really watch that, I think, unless there's some really good reason why. So.
Okay.
Okay, going back then to where we were back there, we're on Surrey, after Surrey. We have Lamar Family Trust. Limited liability.
I flipped two pages on that thing instead of one. So
60045.
Is that the giant house out in the middle of the woods?
Oh, okay.
Oh my. Yeah. The giant house.
I wish I had photos of that house.
Oh, you ought to see them.
You
ought to see
photos
them.
Of it.
You bet. That's
I mean, seriously, do you have photos on the website of it?
I don't know whether on the web or not.
Is the house a normal house except for you retrofit the plumbing and septic? Or?
No, they went inside with these huge cathedral ceilings like the exposed beams.
So it's better than my house.
Oh, buddy. I ain't going to say that.
You got it on for like $65 a square foot.
That's 80, I think.
$85.
Yeah, it's a tremendous house.
Okay. He has no septic, he says, but he keeps talking about the sewer pipes and the plumbing and people staying there and having family reunions. What are they doing? Getting the trees?
They said they got the buckets.
Yeah, they...
But I will say this, guys.
Oh, I didn't hear him say that.
We did not value septic water and sewer on it anyhow.
They're trying to minimize the environment.
No, but I mean...
The question is, what do they do with the buckets?
They just took them out and buried them, is what he said.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Getting out and him in the woods.
A septic tank.
Well, he's got 800 acres, so I guess he can go dump it anywhere he wants.
For several years before noticing anything.
He said he has 600,000 in it.
Yeah, but I meant to pose the question, I didn't. I think that him and his son has done a huge amount of labor on it.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he said that.
Yeah. That 600,000 is what he said he had in it.
Well, I'm just looking at his 800 and some acres probably being worth like $1.5 million.
Yeah, but
this is only for 100.
I know, it's only on part of it. I'm just looking at the whole ownership.
Yeah.
With a big old house in the middle of it.
Sorry.
I'm going to move to deny that.
I'll second you.
Okay, motion to deny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Where am I at here? Okay, deny.
So that takes care of everything for today.
Does it, you know?
Anything from previous days?
I have three appeals where you asked for more information, and I have got that. One of them is 06-0052, Niefert. James went out and recalculated. My notes say it appears there is an error in square footage, and I put in your computer there the new sheet that James brought. James, this is the one you highlighted that it should be 1,692 square feet, I guess.
Yes, that's based on airspace condominium. I actually believe our number was absolutely positively correct off the plat, but since they provided that with the plat showing the actual true airspace such as real estate sales, it was 1692. And we had it at 18 something, and he declared he had 1438 or something like that.
So we need to correct it on erroneous assessment?
That's what I'd do, I guess.
What number is that?
It's BOV number 06. 0052.
I make a motion to correct on erroneous assessment for the amount of whatever the square footage price is.
I have to have the number.
Did you say you had a corrected copy?
No, all you gave me is this sheet with the square footage. I don't know what it would reduce down to.
Okay. That was from today?
No, this was from 14.
I failed to get a vote down on one. Well, go ahead with that one, I'm sorry. Do you have a motion?
Yeah, that motion was, and we'll have to figure up the square, what the dollar value is, James, on 1680 versus the dollar value on the 19.
Actually, if you just adopt those numbers for me, I can correct them, Cindy.
Hold on.
If they adopt that as correcting the number, I'll come up with your value.
So, in the motion, just say change the square footage to 1692.
Right.
Yeah.
And change value to correspond.
Yes. Calculate.
Calculate value to correspond. All right. Have a motion.
Second.
Second.
Aye.
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 Is that a 4-0?
Yeah.
Okay. Cindy, on 60058, Jason Morris, did we vote on that? I didn't have it written down that we voted on it. I may have missed that one. I've got deny written down there, but that was on Emery Creek, but I didn't show a vote on it, and I didn't know if we went ahead and made a motion or held.
I believe we made a motion.
Danny Strahan, motion to deny. Kelly seconded it. You voted 4-0.
All right, very good. I just wanted to make sure my notes were okay. Okay.
What else do we have?
I've got two more.
Hurry up now.
Okay. It's a race. The race is on. Okay, this is, you heard this, the very first meeting. It's number 060012, Trevetti. You asked him to provide you with the full appraisal, because the first time he'd only given us the front sheet. This is a motel, okay, Royal Motel.
Oh, okay.
And I have included that in your scan there, the whole appraisal.
In the new scan.
I would ask that you guys table this in time for Kelly to look that over, since he's a certified commercial appraiser other than just sitting there.
Is this the Joe Roberts appraisal? Oh, there is more to this. Isn't there?
Yeah, there is a Roberts.
I'll make a motion to table then.
Well, we don't even have to table it. We can just leave it. If you want to keep looking at it.
And look at this on Friday. We're going to be back here Friday.
We're back here Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll look at this tonight.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Great. Okay. And then this was also heard the first BOE meeting. This is 060030, Charles Keys. This was where the assessor went out and got a recalculation. Well, actually, I'm not sure if he went out and remeasured, but it says it was tabled to get a recalculation from the assessor. And so I have the
new sheet with the basement?
That I put in your files there.
Keys?
With the new, I mean, James, I'll let you look at this if you want, because I don't really know.
Basement not finished.
This is where the... Yeah,
this gravel.
The basement was not finished.
I remember
so
this
that's
one.
What you gave me. This is what it was.
Okay, it was with the new cap. It was 253,280 appraised, and it dropped to 227,569 with the new adjustment.
Motion for approval on the recalculation.
I'll second that.
A finished. That's the basement area, wasn't it, James? It wasn't.
Yeah, they refinished. They remade the whole thing.
Okay.
All righty. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Second?
I guess I was.
I've got another clerical we could throw in real quick. I'll have more later.
All right.
04-3.3-07-0-0-3.01. We went out. We checked your guy's land value, and he said it seems like my land value is way too high. We had 3 acres out here valued at $55,000 just out of the county.
.001.
So I went with Brent Blevins's. When I went out, we had put a 10 where a 1 was supposed to be as a multiple, and his land should be $7,000 instead of $55,000, the same as his neighbor's. I said it all the same. So it changed his value from 254.112 to 206.112. And I showed the clerical error. You can see the 10 just as plain as day.
Motion to approve upon clerical error of the assessor on and move the value to 200,006 and what?
206,112.
Yeah. Okay, 206,112.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Cindy, anything else?
James?
Yes.
This is the stack that we went through that day. It's got old and new. I've got already entered the DOE number. You can refer to those if you'd like. But if you want to present those for me.
Okay, you want to hear them?
Sure.
These boys are getting rum-dumb up here on me. Getting rum-dumb after 4 hours or 5 hours.
We got to take care of it sometime.
I know. We have to set till midnight one
this
night.
This is the end of the month. The dance along.
No, these have not been done.
These have been done.
I don't think so, James.
Well, the Schaefer property down where the house was falling in?
But what happened?
Schaefer property down on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah. I remember asking about that.
Yeah.
Wondered why you didn't take
10%.
Wondered why you didn't take the second house off too.
Okay, I'll double check.
Yeah, but we took off the red, burned in 19. It was an old 1940 building, torn down, repair shop.
Unless these are the ones that you brought last week that I didn't.
I called the numbers on all of
them. Oh, I had no idea that those were the same ones.
Okay.
What else?
I just recognize the person.
I don't.
Because I remember the Schaefer house.
Oh, it was on Bee Creek?
No, it was on Lakeshore Drive.
I mean, okay, yeah.
And it doesn't have a roof on it. The windows are gone, and he's going to doze it. And Kelly asked me about it.
Yeah. Well, I was like, both of those houses are crap. Why don't you take both of them off?
Yeah. Well, I'm not till he dozes them. I told him if he put the dozers in the wood.
Anything else, Cindy?
No, I don't have anything else.
Other than Friday, please show up Friday.
Friday, we've got starting at 10 o'clock. We've got a work session with Bob on
airport.
On the airport stuff. And then we've got some appeals that start at 1. And I can't remember how late we go. I think we go to like 3 on appointments. And then
so plan the full
we've
day
got
Friday.
After that, we need to talk about the Russell Cook items.
And related items.
And I've probably got 15 minutes. I've got 10 or 15 minutes. You don't remember that?
I do.
Okay. Okay, so just pretty well planned for the full day Friday, and then the next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And then the next Friday on the 30th, you've got it again?
We don't have anything solid for that last Friday, but it was just kind of keep it open if you can, in case we have to meet that day to talk about some of this stuff that's still left over. But at this point, there's no appointment scheduled for that day.
Oh.
Do you
Could we possibly do that on Thursday?
If the commission can do that.
What was that?
Instead of Friday the 30th, could we possibly move that to the 29th on Thursday in case we have anything? Right now there is nothing, but if we have to meet again.
That's fine with me.
Do you all have anything on your calendar?
I don't think we do on Thursday.
We've got that tax code thing to talk about. I don't know whether Central and the mayor's coming or not.
Is there a post-it note somewhere?
We've got to make time for that.
I'm going to agree with you on it, but we got into this thing.
I know.
It's a mess. Yeah.
We've got every property that's got that is just around 45. We don't have none in Branson or Hollister.
I was told that there was quite a bit by the fire chief.
What's this on?
Central Fire versus Forsyth City.
Oh. Yeah.
We scheduled that. We've got 9:30.
Thank you.
Natural gas decision, and then we've got one of us has got interviewing our economic development director.
What time? On Thursday?
Yeah, I think most of the good part of the day, but that's just one of us.
Okay, well,
so the other two could be here, so we could do it if we need to.
Do it at 1 o'clock
on that Thursday.
On Thursday, if we have things to come up.
Just keep it kind of open.
All right.
See, I got.
I'd rather do that than Friday, is what you're saying.
Yeah. If at all possible.
I see. Chuck, that's when we all interview. Every one of us go through the day interviewing the executive director.
You're getting a new.
Do we all do it? Or?
Yeah, something with each one of us.
Okay. Are you getting a new? It's
like lunch. I think I take them to lunch or something.
Yeah. New director?
Or a director. We don't have a director right now.
I thought that's what happened.
No, he's. Stimulus funds, yeah.
Oh, okay. He was just in that office.
He was just budgeted to.
Yeah, he worked with their office.
Okay. Yeah, Joan Channing was the.
She's the. Okay.
Well, it's been fun, gentlemen.
Thank you. Who?